Six Mishnah 5, Baruch Allah Yain Shelifnei HaMazon, if one recited a blessing over wine before the meal. So the interesting thing, Pater Es HaYain Shel Achar HaMazon, it will exempt the wine after the meal. So the interesting thing over here is that the way they used to eat was that they used to have the meal with their bread, right? And then after the meal they would clear it off. They would clear off and the meal was considered concluded. But at that point they still brought out a dessert and a wine. So even though the meal was like kind of over, they still brought out dessert and a wine. And in the introduction of here, you'll see he quotes a Tosfos that today everything we eat in the meal is considered like we're still eating bread with it. We don't clear away the bread. Even at dessert time, you'll still find the bread on the table by us. So this, in between the meal and the blessing category, before they bench, it's after the meal already, they haven't benched yet. This category doesn't apply by us today. But nevertheless, in the times of the Mishnah, if he recited blessing over wine before the meal, so let's say he started drinking wine before he even vast, before so make his bray prayer gafen on the wine. Now he eats the meal and he's drinking wine, lekker, and then he finishes the meal, and he wants to carry on drinking wine. So because he made a blessing on the wine before the meal, he doesn't need to make a new blessing on the wine now. If he had never made a blessing on the wine before the meal, right? So then, so he'd have to make a new blessing on the wine now. Barach al papyrus, and so too if he made a blessing on papyrus. Now papyrus is anything which, it could be vegetables, fish, meat, anything, cooked dish, which they used to eat, actually normally used to eat it with bread, but could also be eaten as an appetizer or a dessert, this papyrus. So if he made a blessing on this papyrus, this food, before he started the meal, pater es papyrus shel achar hamazon, he is now exempt if he wants to eat some more of this papyrus after the meal is concluded, but before he benches in that in-between category, so he wouldn't have to make another blessing because he already made a blessing on it before the meal. But if he hadn't made that blessing before the meal, this papyrus, he would have to make a new blessing now. Because he stopped eating and the table's been cleared, etc., so it's not considered part of the meal. He would need a new brocha now. Barach al hapas, different topic. If he makes a blessing on bread, pater es hapaperis, he is exempt from making a brocha on the papyrus because the bread that he's going to eat, now the papyrus, whatever it is, he's going to eat it with the bread. So now it's the laws of Ikra and Tofel, of primary and secondary food, and he's made a blessing on the bread. So the bread covers this papyrus, this other food. But ala papyrus, but if he makes his blessing on the papyrus, lo pater es hapas, it doesn't exempt the bread. By Shamo Emrim Aflo Masa Kedaira, he says also a Masa Kedaira, meaning if you make a blessing on a papyrus, it also doesn't cover Masa Kedaira. What's Masa Kedaira? So it's some kind of cooked cereal dish, or like a porridge, that kind of thing. The blessing on the papyrus won't cover that Masa Kedaira food, according to Beis Shammai.